Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Sufi Muslims in Egypt say they plan to continue plans for an annual celebration of the birthday of their prophet Muhammad, even as the country meets from the massacre and reels from a massacre at Sinai Mosque that killed 305 worshippers, wounded another 128. No group claiming responsibility so far in an attack widely believed in Egypt to have been launched because Sufis worshipped at the mosque along with other Sunnis. Stephen Zunis is a Middle East scholar at the University of San Francisco.
There are certain parts of their practice, including the worshiping of saints, has led certain elements of Salafists and others to see them as heretical.
An order from President Abdel Sisi says observing 3 days of mourning is important for the slaughter that happened in Sinai. President Trump reacted to the balance, calling it a terrorist attack, cowardly. Neighboring Israel sent condolences. Nigerian military said at least 3 soldiers were killed, several others wounded, as they repelled an attempt by militants of the Sunni insurgency Boko Haram to seize the northeast town of Maiduguri, about 30 kilometers from the Borno state capital, Maiduguri. Militants targeted a forward operating base near the town before they were repulsed. Authorities on the Indonesian tourist island of Bali have raised the volcano alert to the highest level as the mountain there continues to spew ash and smoke as well as magma. Officials have ordered all people within 10 kilometers of the mountain to evacuate. The volcano has last erupted in 1963, 1,000 dead.